So on the phone line with us this morning is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's not in New Market, Indiana. Actually, I believe, Wayne, you're just outside the gates here at the Farm Progress Show site.
Hey, we're just getting about ready to pull into the parking lot. You know, we were in Decatur an hour and a half ago, and we've been in line for an hour and a half, but we're about to get to the Farm Progress Show.
Well, we'll be looking forward to having you here live for the closing market report. Glad that you could be available for us this morning. Tell me about the marketplace and how things have been moving over the last week or so.
Well, I think, you know, the Asian flu continues. Basically, the stock market, taking the real dip it has, and the indecision of all of the commodity market and the idea that it's a risk-off situation here, and they're just getting out of their long positions, I think, and we're seeing liquidation. You know, we're seeing basis levels at a dollar over for beans on Friday. They dropped it to 50 cents over yesterday. Didn't hear any yields, but I know that there was four or five of our farmers that were going to the field yesterday with the anticipation of combining some beans. So we're just, waiting to see what some of these yields turn out. A lot of dry weather out there right now, and I think it's going to take the top off this bean yield.
So were those soybeans in Indiana or Illinois, or are they deeper in the south?
Those beans were going to be north of Crawfordsville, Indiana. So I think that, I don't know. There were some 2-2s and some 2-4s. Don't know if they were able to keep going or not. I know that some on Friday were testing about 17. And they didn't cut enough to see what the yields were going to be.
Have you heard farmers running in corn yet?
Haven't heard any corn yields over our way. They're wanting to try to get into the beans where there's still some premiums being paid.
So is it just the idea that soybean harvest is really beginning, and Asian flu, I suppose, or the Chinese economy that's pushed another 12 cents lower in the soybeans? Are there other things in the export market lagging that remain fundamental factors?
I think that basically we are just seeing the start of harvest, number one, and number two, that they did pull some beans out. You know, like I say, they were paying a dollar over for the processors to keep going for Friday. But I think that this has mainly been a risk-off type attitude by a lot of the trade. And I think the black boxes are just getting out of positions.
Wayne, thank you so much for taking the time with us morning. Good luck getting into the show site. I'll see you in a while, okay?
All righty. We'll see you in a few minutes.